continue with mudita. Yesterday we talked about diagnosis and diagnostic and treatment function of mudita. That when we start doing mudita, by orientating the mind towards something positive in our life, that doesn't mean that mudita will arise straight away. The default position of the brain is not mudita for many people. For many people, the brain default position is negativity bias, is fear. And fear as an emotion is embedded in our subconscious mind. So during the day, most of the time, our thoughts, our speech, our action are dictated by subconscious mind, subconscious habit. We fear of losing what we have. We fear of not achieving what we want to achieve. We fear failure. We fear of being overshadowed by other people. We fear of not being recognized by other people. A lot of fear. We fear of not feeling well. We fear of the future. We fear of not being loved and cared for. We fear of not being seen, not being heard. When we have an opinion, when we want to say something, we fear that we may not be heard. Fear makes us feel insecure. So that's the default position. That's the default position. That is why when we start practicing mudita, appreciative joy, despite our effort, appreciation doesn't come automatically. Joyful feeling does not arise automatically. And we have to be reminding ourselves of this one. So in the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha always starts with dukkha, something difficult to bear, something difficult to accept is called dukkha. This is the same when we do mudita. Instead of feeling joyful, peaceful and calm, we will start seeing obstacles, starting from being disinterested in our own happiness, in our own joyful feeling. We can look at what we have. The people who are listening to this talk from home, you can look at your home, you can look at your business, you can look at your car. And do you feel joyful straight away? Actually, that's very difficult for you to do that. You might worry what might go wrong with your car, when you should renew the license, if your neighbor's car is going to overshadow the importance, the significance of your car. And the same with your house. Just by looking at your house, you don't feel straight away. Instead, you will be thinking what you should be adding, what you should be putting in more to the existing one. Because your house as it is now may not satisfy you totally. You can see these thinking, these thoughts, they are all subconscious. They are not there with mindfulness. So when we do mudita, we will have to be prepared to work on these thoughts, this feeling. When we do mudita, when we come across this thought, that means mudita, meditation, is helping us to diagnose some conscious habits. And we can use mindfulness to acknowledge that without judging good or bad, using non-judgmental mindfulness. Just acknowledge the pain, just acknowledge disinterestedness, acknowledge it. And then trying to go back to mudita. Trying to go back to mudita. Anything that we do mindfully, we have greater impact on our subconscious mind and subconscious habits. Mudita, what we do, when we do mudita, we do so mindfully, consciously. A case in point is trying to think about your certificate. You all have got, you know, certain kind of certificate, certain kind of recognition. When you think about that, sometimes there is only memory, there is no emotion associated with that, no appreciation. Appreciation is a form of positive emotion. Joy is a kind of positive emotion as well. So in this form of mudita meditation, it has to be rooted, okay, this meditation has to be rooted in satipatthana, mindfulness meditation. Otherwise, mudita meditation has no protection. So mindfulness has to protect mudita. It has to grow it, it has to protect it, it has to nurture it. Has to nurture it. So this evening, we will be practicing as we did yesterday. But for the sake of those who have been following this talk online, on the first day we broadcast from Shanstai Buddhist University. Straight away, about 4,000 people listened to this talk. And within 24 hours, more than 6,000 observed this, followed this practice, this mudita. And I will be doing this from Shan State Buddhist University because of the coronavirus. And we don't have a big gathering. And I have canceled many functions, many trips. So I'll be doing this from Shan State Buddhist University for as long as this situation permits me. For the sake of the staff and students here, as well as the Dharma practitioners all over the world, I'll be doing this in both English and Burmese. And for the Shan, I'll be doing separately. So every evening, when the opportunity arises, I'm trying to do this regularly. So expect that your mind, during the mudita meditation, your mind will face obstacles. Sometimes the mind will be wandering. It's okay. If you watch this program at home, now it's time to meditate because I'm going to be switching into Burmese. The steps are the same as we described yesterday, first ourselves, then our nearest and dearest one, especially our parents and teachers, relatives. Then the third group is the people you work with, your colleagues here at Shan State Buddhist University, the residential ones. You can pick anyone and cultivate mudita using that person as an object of your mudita. Then the last one is the people who used to annoy you, who disagree with you, who have hurt you emotionally. So those people, you can bring them in and integrate them as your mudita meditation object. ဒီညနေနဲ့ရှမ်းပြည်နယ်ဗုဒ္ဓတရားတော်အနေပြီးတော့ယနေ့ရက်ဝေတရားနာပိဋကများကိုမူတည်တာအကြောင်းဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ဟောချင်ပါတယ်ကိုရိုနာဗိုင်းရပ်စ်ကြောင့်တရားပွဲတွေဖြတ်ထားတယ်ခီးသွားတာတွေလည်းပုံပုံဖြတ်ထားတယ်ဒါကြောင့်မလို့အွန်လိုင်းနေပြီးတော့တရားနာပိဋကတွေ ရတဲ့အချိန်တွေမှာဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့တရားကျင့်တာတွေလုပ်ငန်းခွင်မှာတရားကျင့်တာတွေအိမ်မှာတရားကျင့်တာတွေဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ကျင့်ကြနိုင်ဖို့အတွက်တရားတွေဒီနေ့ကိုနည်းနည်းနည်းနည်းဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ဟောပေးပါမယ်
มันเนี่ยแหละมุทิตาอาจารย์ขอบาระดาใบแม้อะตันมันล้วนผิดปุ๊บไอ้เนี่ยก็เปลี่ยนพี่รอก้าวมั้ยส่วนยังก้าวไปอ่ะอัญญะมั้ยส่วนปรมานิกิริยาสาพี่รอปรมานิล้วนดาสาพี่รอสู้จังเปลี่ยนก้าวจาบาสู้ปรมานิอ่ะรอมุทิตามิมิโกโกยงจีมุผิดสิได้ တစ်ချိန်တည်းမှာလည်းပဲကိုကိုကိုမာနမဖြစ်အောင်ကာကွယ်ပေးတယ်ယုံကြည်မှုရှိတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ယုံကြည်မှုမြင့်မားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေကမာနဖြစ်တတ်တယ်မာနဖြစ်တဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဟာအလွယ်တကူစိတ်ထိခိုက်လွယ်ပါတယ်သူကိုယ်သူလည်းသူများနဲ့အမြဲတမ်းနှိုင်းရှင်နေတဲ့ခါကျတော့
tu mia ga a sin pi ni tu sai tha ma ni ya thai ya ma ta ta ro chang sai de win la nga thai po ro mia ti man phu khan ya ma la lu de po wi ro khu sai da khan ya ma la a lu sai myu phit da de a ra chang sai pai nga thai mya po wi ro si wai a myin ma la nga thai po wi ro sa mwe pwe ma a mat de ta thaw ma la sian sian mai de a po wi ro ta bo cha thaw ma la ထပ်ပို့ပြီးတော့စိတ်ထဲမှာအဲ့လိုဖြစ်ရင်ဒါစိတ်ထဲမှာ insecure မလုံးမချုံဖြစ်နေတာအဲ့ဒီစိတ်လေးကိုသတိပဋ္ဌာန်လေးနဲ့ကြည့်ပေးရတယ်အကောင်ဆုံးမဝေဖန်နဲ့အဲ့စိတ်ကိုသွားပြီးတော့လည်းပဲဖုံးဖိမထားနဲ့သူ့ကိုလည်းပဲသွားပြီးတော့အပြစ်မတင်နဲ့ဘာဖြစ်လို့ဒီလိုဖြစ်ရမှာတော့ဆိုသွားပြီးတော့လည်းအပြစ်မတင်နဲ့ အဲ့ဒီလိုဖြစ်မဲ့အစားအဲ့ဒီစိတ်လေးကိုဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်နေတယ်ဒီစိတ်ဖြစ်နေတယ်အဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တဲ့အခါမှာစိတ်ထဲမှာလည်းပဲနာကျင်မှုလေးတွေဖြစ်နေတယ်မတတ်မတာဖြစ်နေတယ်အဲ့ဒါလေးကိုတတိလေးနဲ့ကပ်ပြီးတော့ကြည့်ပေးဝင်လေထွက်လေမှန်မှန်ကန်ကန်ရှုပ်ရှိုက်ပေး လောက်မှမကြည့်ပေးရပါဘူးတမိနစ်မကြာအောင်စက္ကန့်3000လောက်ကြည့်ပေးဖြစ်နိုင်ရင်တမိနစ်လောက်ကြည့်ပေးတတိတရားမိုင်းဖွင့်ဆိုတဲ့တတိတရားကအမှန်တမ်းမှာအားကောင်းတဲ့ခါကျတော့နည်းနည်းကြည့်ရင်နည်းနည်းသက်သာတယ်မြန်မြန်ကြည့်မြန်မြန်သက်သာတယ်အဲ့ဒါကပထမတနေ့ကိုပြန်ခောက်တာဒုတိယတနေ့မနေ့က အတံမလွင့်ဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာဒီနေ့ပြန်ပြီးတော့ပြောပြမယ်ဆိုရင်မုဒိတာဟာယောဂနဲ့ရှာဖွေပေးတယ်ဆေးလည်းကုပေးတယ်မုဒိတာဟာအလုပ်မုဒိတာပွားမယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့မျက်စိမိတ်ပြီးတော့မုဒိတာပွားဖို့ကြိုးစားလိုက်တာနဲ့စိတ်ကချက်ချင်းပီတိဖြစ်မလာပါဘူးချက်ချင်းပျော်ရွှင်မလာပါချက်ချင်းမုဒိတာ ဖြစ်နိုင်ပါမုဒိတာဖြစ်မဲ့အစားအဲ့ဒီမုဒိတာတွေကိုတွေးနေတဲ့အကြောင်းအရာတွေကိုစိတ်မဝင်စားတဲ့ပုံစံမျိုးတွေဖြစ်ပါတယ်စာမွေပွဲအောင်နာတာတွေပြန်စဉ်းစားကြည့်လေးတန်းအောင်နာတွေရှစ်တန်းအောင်နာတွေဆယ်တန်းအောင်နာတွေပြန်စဉ်းစားကြည့်စိတ်ထဲမှာ မှန်ညာလေးတော့ကြံရစ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ခံစားမှု emotion မုဒိတာဆိုတဲ့ပီတိဆိုတဲ့ဟာကြံမတာမချမ်းဘူးတဏှာတွေလည်းထိတိုင်းပဲမူလတန်းငယ်တန်းအလတန်းကြီးတန်းကြိုးစားလဲရတာစာလေးလည်းအများကြီးတန်းတန်းတန်းဆိုမနေဘူးအပြန်စဉ်းစားကြည့်ရ မညာတော့ကြံရတယ်ဘာဆိုတာဘာလုတ်ခဲ့လဲဆိုတာမှတ်မိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ကိုကြိုးစားခဲ့တာနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးကိုအောင်မြင်ခဲ့တာနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ပီတိဖြစ်လာမုရိဒံဖြစ်လာပျော်ရွှင်မှုဖြစ်လာဆိုမှုဖြစ်ပါဘူးအလုတ်လုတ်တဲ့ပုံကိုယ်လေးလည်းပဲဒီတိုင်းပဲအလုတ်မရှိခင်တော့အလုတ်ရှိအောင်လုတ်ရပြီးတဲ့အခါအလုတ်ရှိအောင် ပြန်တွေးပြီးတော့ပီတိဖြစ်လာဆိုမှဖြစ်ပါဘူးလုပ်ငန်းရှင်တွေလည်းဒီတိုင်းပဲခုပိုင်းစီးပွားရေးရှိခြင်းနဲ့ခုပိုင်းစီးပွားရေးဒီဆောင်ရောခုပိုင်းစီးပွားရေးဒီအစင်တန်းတစ်ခုဒီအောင်မြင်တယ်အဲ့ဒါတွေးပြီးတော့ပီတိဖြစ်လာဆိုမှဖြစ်ပါဘူးအဲ့လုပ်ငန်းတွေမှာလုံဆန်းရှိတာတွေ အဲ့တော့တွေးပြီးတော့ anxiety စိတ်ပူပန်မှုတွေဖြစ်အောင်မြင်ထားတဲ့ဟာ ยอดจะทอมาสโลสวยมูลิพิษตุญญางาเรโพบิรอาเมนมะลาไม่ติดสวยมูลิพิษเอไรไปဖြစ်တာคุณมีเรื่องสกาเนี่ยပြောရင်တော့ brain default position ဆိုတာကအုံနာရဲ့ပုံမှန်အနေထားအဲ့ဒီပုံမှန်အနေထားကအဲ့ဒီပုံမှန်အနေထားကမုဒိတာမဖြစ်သေးဘူးမုဒိတာမဟုတ်သေးဘူးမုဒိတာဖြစ်အောင် ဖြစ်တည်တိမုဒိတာဖြစ်တည်တိကြိုးစားပါဘယ်တွေ့တွေ့တွေ့တဲ့အခါမှာကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာကောင်းတာလေအလွယ်တကူမြင်ပြီးတော့ချက်စိတ်ချမ်းသာတာပီတိဖြစ်တာလူတယောက်ကိုမြင်နေဆွေးလည်းပဲကိုမတိသေးတဲ့လူမယင်းသေးတဲ့လူမြင်ရင်သူ့ကိုကြည့်ပြီးတော့ကြောက်မယ်စား သူကောင်းကွက်လေးကိုချိတ်ချင်းပြင်ကိုမရင်းနေတဲ့လူရင်းနေတဲ့လူဆိုရင်တော့ပြောမနေနဲ့တော့ပို့ပြီးတော့မြင်အဲ့ဒီတော့အနေထားမျိုးဖြစ်ရင်တော့ကိုယ့်ရဲ့ brain default ဘုံနောက်ရဲ့ပုံမှန်အနေထားကမုဒိတာဖြစ်သွားခုကြတော့စပြီးတော့ကျင့်ကြံတဲ့အချိန်ဆိုရင်မုဒိတာကပုံမှန်ဘုံနောက်ရဲ့ပုံမှန်အနေထားမှမရှိသေးတဲ့အခါကြတော့ အနောက်တိုင်းမှာပုံမှန်အနေထား default ဖြစ်နေတဲ့ emotion တွေစိတ်ခံစားမှုတွေနဲ့ရင်ဆိုင်ရလိမ့်မယ်အဲ့ဒါပြင်ဆင်ထားပါမကြောက်ပါနဲ့ဒါတဘာဝပဲတွေ့ရင်မုဒိတာမဟုတ်တဲ့အရာတွေနဲ့သွားတွေ့ရင်ဒါမုဒိတာကပေါ်ပေးလို့မြင်ရတာကူညီပေးလို့မြင်ရတာလို့အကောင်းမြင်ရတာကနေရှုပေးပါ ပရမသောကိုယ့်ရဲ့အောင်မြင်မှုကိုယ်တော်မှာကိုယ်အယံကြီးစိတ်မဝင်စားတဲ့အနေထားတွေတွေ့ရတတ်ပါတယ်။ဒီစ်အင်ထရက်ဆိုတာစိတ်မဝင်စားဘူး။ဒါမောဟတစ်မျိုးပဲ။အမောဟတစ်မျိုးပဲ။အဲ့ဒီတော့မုဒိတာ ပွားများဖို့ကြိုးစားတဲ့နေရာမှာစိတ်မဝင်စားသလိုဖြစ်မယ်ဒါမဟုတ်စိတ်ဝင်စားတာလည်းပဲစိတ်ဝင်စားမှုအရန်ကိုတိုးပါတယ်ခဏလေးနဲ့ပြီးသွားခဏလေးနဲ့ပြီးသွားဘာမှအဲ့ဒီအကြောင်းတွေးစားမရှိတော့ဘူးပျော်ရွှင်တဲ့စိတ်ပျော်ရွှင်တဲ့စိတ်ခံစားမှု joyful emotion ချက်ချင်း ยาวล่ะชัดเจนเปลี่ยนเปี่ยวกาสุดทุกမျိုးตัวจาจาไม่หนีผู้สุอย่างไอ้อะไรแหละเป็นอุณหภูมิ default position ปုံมันนี่ล่ะอะไรเป็นนี่รู้มุทิตาก็ไม่ติสึกก็ไม่ติเลยไอ้เจ้าไอ้ไม่ติสึกก็มุทิตาอาจารย์เปล่าแปลในปုံสันမျိုးเว้ย ဘလို့ပြောပြတော့ဆိုတော့ဘာဝိတာဘဟုလိကတာမုဒိတာအကြောင်းခန္ဓာတွေးပေးတာပဲခန္ဓာတွေးပေးတာအဲ့လိုခန္ဓာတွေးပေးရင်စိတ်ကမုဒိတာပဲခန္ဓာပို့ပေးရင် အချိန်မကြပါဘူးတကယ်လို့စိတ်မဝင်စားတဲ့ဟာတွေ့တယ်ဆိုရင်အဲစိတ်မဝင်စားတဲ့ဟာလေးကိုမုဒိတာကရှာဖွေတွေ့ရှိတဲ့ယောဂံရှာဖွေတွေ့ရှိတဲ့တခါတခါကျတော့တွေးလိုက်တာတခြားလူအကြောင်းသူတို့ကောင်းတာတွေသူတို့ကောင်းတဲ့အကြောင်းအောင်မြင်တဲ့အကြောင်းတွေးပြီးတော့မုဒိတာဖြစ်ခါစား ဖြစ်ဖို့ပြင်ဆင်တုံးကြိုးစားတုံးရှိနေတယ်စိတ်ကငါကအဲ့ဒါမျိုးမဖြစ်ဘူးမရသေးဘူးဆိုတော့အားငယ်တဲ့စိတ်တွေဖြစ်အဲ့လိုအားငယ်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်နေအဲ့ဒီအားငယ်တဲ့စိတ်မသိစိတ်တည်းမှာ subconscious mind မှာရှိနေတဲ့အားငယ်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုမုဒိတာကဆွဲထုတ်ပေးတာဆွဲထုတ်ပြတာယောဂရှာဖွေပေးတာ diagnose လုပ်ပေးတာဆရာဝန်တွေ လူနာရဲ့ယောဂလက္ခဏာကိုမြင်အောင်ရှာထရှာဖွေပေးသလိုရှာဖွေပေးပြီးတော့ဘာလုပ်ရမလဲဆိုတာပြောပြသလိုမျိုးဒါကြောင့်နေမကောင်းမှုဆိုရင်ဆရာဝန်စီသွားမှာမပြင်းနဲ့မကြောက်နဲ့မကြမ်းနဲ့စကားစံတုံးပြောလိုက်ပါဦးမယ်ဘွဲတွေလမ်းတွေအစွမ်းကလည်းပြောတယ် WHO ကလည်းပြောတယ်နိုင်ငံခြားတိုင်းပြည်တည်တည်ကလည်းပြောကြတယ်ဘွဲလမ်းကြီးအကြီးကြီးတွေမလုပ်ဘူးလုပ်လို့ဗိုင်းရပ်စ်ရောက်လာတယ်ကူးလာတယ်ဆိုရင်အများကြီးကူးသွားတယ်ကိုယ်တွက်လည်းမကောင်းဘူးသူများတွက်လည်းမကောင်းဘူးဒါကြောင့်ကရုဏာစိတ်ဓာတ်နဲ့ရောတာဝန်တည်တဲ့စိတ်ဓာတ်နဲ့ရောလူစုလူဝေးတွေလှုပ်ထားတယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းပဲဖြစ်နိုင်ရင်ရွှေ့ဆိုင်ပေးဖို့မရွှေ့ဆိုင်ဘူးနိုင်ဘူးဆိုရင်လည်းပဲကျမကြီးဝန်ထမ်းတွေprofessionality သူတို့အကြံတိုင်းအရေးအတွက်တွေရှင်းချပါတရားနဲ့တရားထိုင်နေနေရမှာခွာပြီးတော့ထိုင်ပါပြီးတော့လက်တွေဆွဲပြီးတော့မနှုတ်ဆက်ပါနဲ့အဲ့ဒါမျိုးဖြစ်နိုင်တဲ့အခြေအနေတွေခံကြကြမလုပ်ဘဲနဲ့ခံကျင်ကျင်ပဲလုပ်ဖို့ဒါလေးတွေအရေးကြီးပါတယ်အရာမျိုးတွေလုံရင်ဒါတစ်ဖက်ကပါရမီဖြည့်နေတာပဲလူလောဒီလူသားတွေကိုချမ်းသာအောင်ကြမ်းရေးကောင်းအောင်လုပ်ပေးတဲ့ကုသိုလ်ဒါဇီဝိတဒါနတစ်မျိုးပါပဲယောဂမပြန့်ပွားအောင်ကြိုးစားပြီးတော့ကိုယ်ရဲ့ဒါမွန်တိစိတ်ဓာတ်နဲ့နောက်ပြီးတော့လူသားတွေသက်ရှိတတော်ရီအားလုံးကိုကျင်နာတဲ့ကရုဏာစိတ်နဲ့ကိုဆောင်ရွက်ရင်ဒါတမျိုးအဖြစ်ဇီဝိတဒါနပေးလှူနေတာပါပဲအမုဒိတာအကြောင်းပြန်ပြီးတော့ပြောမင်းဆိုရင်အကြောင်းစိတ်တွေဖြစ်တတ်တယ်ဝန်တိုးတဲ့စိတ်တွေဖြစ်တတ်တယ်အားငယ်တဲ့စိတ်တွေဖြစ်တတ်တယ်ဖြစ်တတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒီလိုစိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်ဆိုရင်မုဒိတာမဖြစ်တော့အဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာနိုင်ရှင်နိုင်ရှင်နဲ့နိုင်ရှင်နဲ့အလိုလိုသွားနိုင်ရှင်တာကိုငါကတားတယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့ဖြစ်လိုက်သူကတားတယ်ဆိုပြီးတော့ဖြစ်လိုက်သူများတားတာကိုကမုဒိတာမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးဆိုရင်အိတ်တာဆိုတဲ့ jealousy ဆိုတာဖြစ်တယ်ပရတံပတိသူတို့ဘာရဲ့ပရတံပတိပဋ္ဌာနာလေသူတို့ဘာရဲ့ဖြစ်ဆုံးမှုသူတို့ဘာအောင်မျိုးကိုအကြောင်းပြုဖြစ်တော့ဖြစ်တယ် negative emotion ပါကြောင်းစိတ်ပါအဲ့ဒီကြောင်းစိတ်ကိုသတိပဋ္ဌာန်လေးနဲ့ကြည်ပေးဘာမှခိုးခိုးကိုထပ်ပြီးတော့အပြစ်မတင်နဲ့jealousy ဆိုတဲ့အိတ်တာသူကနှလုံးသားကိုနာကျင်စေတယ်နှလုံးသားကိုဒဏ်ရာရစေတယ်ဒဏ်ရာရစေအဲ့ဒီဒဏ်ရာကိုလက်ခံပေးပါကရုဏာနဲ့ကြည်ပေးပါအဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာအဲ့ဒီဒဏ်ရာကိုမိမိရဲ့တူဦးသီးသောရင်သွေးလိုသဘောထားပြီးတော့တတိတရားဆိုရင်မိခင်ကရုဏာတရားဆိုရင်မိခင်နဲ့ပွေဖက်ဖေးပါဝိပိုင်ဖေးပါအဲ့ဒါတော့လုတ်ပြီးရင်အဲ့ဒီ insecure မလုံးမချုံဖြစ်တဲ့စိတ်အိတ်တာဆိုတဲ့စိတ် jealousy ဆိုတဲ့စိတ်အဲ့ဒီစိတ်နေသွားရင်မုဒိတာပို့ပြီးတော့မြန်ပါလိမ့်မယ်တခါတခါကျတော့ 过地的地，没别钱么？过西的，没水，过满西的，没水，没啥么别钱么？过满西的，比如说啥的庙，比如么东钱么？过等年轻的对面，地在阿那里，哦，晒太嘛，阿矮的，过等年轻啊。ตัวเนี้ยจะใช้ลื้อไปปูซาบิโรมละปูบิโรเช็คเห็นโรมละดูกูเนี้ยจะแปลตัวมละไอ้ที่เราอ่านเรื่องสิ่งที่เราได้เราไม่สื่ออย่างลูกคนทางการเลยไปมุดิดายเน่าเสียดีไปเราอ่านเรื่องสิ่งที่เราจำสิ่งที่เราอ่านเรื่องสิ่งจำสิ่งที่เราตรีพันธ์ในจีบบ้ามันไม่เจ้าเนี่ยเจ้าเสกับโยราเลยไปทว่าพี่เราไม่โยนเนี่ยไอ้เจ้าเสกเลยไปลิลิไม่ชูเนี่ยลิลิชูไหมซะตัวตัดดีลีเนี่ยอันนี้ก็สองชาวไปจีชูไปไอ้ที่เราจีไหลลูกไอ้ตายอย่างไม่เสียอย่างนึกคุ้มเลยตัวอ่านเนี่ยตัวอะไรส่วนใหญ่กรุณาอันดีมุดิดาครับผู้พิโรคุณนั้นยาพาเร่ได้จากเดียร์ไทยแม่ไอ้มาจีนี่เดียร์นาเบตันเลยไปอันนี้ซูใช่ไม่ยาวสุยเซมเนี่ยเราไทยมาปรมาซูวินเล่ทเวลีแต่ไม่เน้นน้ำเนี่ยเราชูชัยพาใส่ดีเนี่ยเอาลูกพาพี่บีสุยกูบอกว่าได้มาอาศัยบีร่าเลยกูเอาเมียน่าเลยกูจูซ่าได้เพียงด้วยบ้างเพียงด้วยพี่เรากูคงอยู่บ้างกูเลิกได้เลิกได้กูด้วยเลิกได้ยอมมีด้านสุดด้วยเลิกได้ยอมอาตายวันด้วยเลิกได้ยอมทานารอด้วยเลิกได้ยอมเพียงด้วยพี่เราบิดิบเสพามุจิดามเสพพี่ยังไอ้มาไม่ยันแน่นำพันเนี่ยกูยังมีบาร์เดียบเราชูซาร์เนี่ยเสียดมาเดียบเราชูซาร์เนี่ยอะไรที่ด้วยพี่ดอกมุดีดาบว่าบ้าน้ำมันเต้าหน้าเรากูยังเล่าพกแข็งไปที่ฉันจะเนี่ยบูดันเด็กดูมาเรื่องมาส่วนเลยไปเสียดีจังตายันโดเรจังตาเสียจีเสียลีเรจังตาจังดูเรวันนั้นเรสตาร์ทได้อารมณ์กูใจได้เดียวเนียวยุยบิดอกตัวมุดิดาบว่าบ้าอันนั้นนับบัตรนับบัตรลีจารอกกูเนี่ยเสมาพี่ได้บอกกูกูเนี่ยเสมาพี่ได้บอกกูอาศัยมาพิจารณาพวกกูไอ้พวกกูอาจารย์พยานด้วยพิรมุติดาบว่าบ้าเราทัศน์เสร็จในเราเดียสัตย์ไทยบ้างไหมพี่มังมีคนดีมีไหนบ้างที่มาชี้แจงเดียน่าเรื่องพวกกูเลยไปเช็คมีรู้อย่างไรออนไลน์กันในพิโรชิ้นนี้เนี่ยพวกกูเลยไปเฟซบุ๊กแทนเนี่ยไม่รู้อย่างไร dedicate our practice to the triple gems and to liberation. A good change, young papi. They are trying to yare. Good do they go. Yet not the man who saw yaw. I did good do ne puzo yaw. Be don't did good do ne. Doka cut day. Nay, yangu. I am too young. Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Padi Padiya Buddha Buddha. Imaya Dhammanu Dhamma Padi Padiya.
Sakam loe dhamma sadhu 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 dhanamya silamya bhavanamya hau sau kha dang seng dang long ya do hong do ha hi him am lai kun him am lai satawa him am lai ya ha lai na ma kho chai hau kha to tau ho tiyo se sa amata nipan tikat hin sakam lue ta sadhu, 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 vandami bhante mabha abharadhan kamadhami bhante maya kadang bunyang samina Anumodhitabhaṃ sāminaṃ Tathā puñyāṃ mayaṃ ทาทะปังสาธุสาธุอนุโมทามิวันทามิภา
อภิวันทนาสิริสันนิจังโหตังปัจจายโนจัตตารุธัมมาวัฏฐันตุอายุวันโนสุขังบาลัง
สาธุสาธุสาธุ
พ่อข้ามีคำถามให้กระทำในวันใครถามไปทางกันกับพันปีเขาSomebody who doesn't have mudita on themselves, they find happiness very difficult to come by. They put in a lot of effort in life to succeed. When they actually succeed, they feel excited. And they take that excitement for happiness.Actually, that excitement is not happiness. Imagine that. Imagine when you graduate and you get your degree on the convocation day, on the degree day, and you are very excited. But that excitement is not happiness. That excitement is associated with getting something new.And your degree is not going to be new. It's going to stay new all the time. Then you won't be able to feel excited anymore because the excitement is associated with something new. And your degree is not going to become newer and newer. Instead, it will get old. You will take it for granted.It will lose its significance. So for people who cannot relate to their own positive qualities and feel joyful, it's very difficult for them to feel joyful, to feel happy for other people. If they do, that will be excitement, not so much, you know,genuine happiness, because somebody has got something new, because somebody that you like, is successful and you're happy, but that happiness will not last long. Why? Because it's excitement. Excitement is associated with magic. Magic cannot work twice in this condition. But mudita that we do is actually thinking about the same thing again and again. And that particular activity, that particular effort, that particular hard work, you know, still gives you peace of mind, confidence. I want to, because you're from Malaysia, I want to tell you a story from Malaysia, from KL. And this is when I taught mudita meditation in KL years ago. The whole family, okay, they meditated with me because the children, they studied in London, they met in London. And when I went to KL, Kuala Lumpur, the mother came to meditate, but the father was not very interested in meditation. And whenever they asked him to join them, to come and see me, is he going to ask me to meditate? He would always ask that question. So the daughter told me that, okay, Papa, you know, doesn't want to come because you would force him to meditate. Okay, the next day, tell him that I won't ask him to meditate, and promise. So he came. When he came, okay, I'm not going to meditate with you. I'm not going to teach you meditation. But I want to ask you to think. And okay, the time went very quickly. The story he told me, okay, after the sitting, told us that he was the railway station master in KL. The station master. One day, a Chinese, okay, young mother, a Chinese young lady with a toddler son, was crying as on one of the platforms. And when he came in the evening for a night shift, and he said, "Oh, what's wrong with you?" She told him. She said she, originally she was from Penang, and she was married to a Singaporean, and she now lives in Singapore. She has been to Penang to see her family, now on her way back to Singapore. And just after the train started from Penang, her son, her toddler, was getting bored. So she gave him toys, and after a while she got fed up with the toys, and she had to give him another one, all the thing. She didn't have anything left except her purse. And then she gave her purse to play. And the boy was very happy, excited. But that excitement soon, okay, faded away. He became bored and frustrated again. Because, as you know, on the tray, is full of strange faces, and no place to run around. So what the child did was, okay, out of frustration, he just threw the purse out of the window. And in that purse was the ticket. She couldn't ask the train to stop. She couldn't get angry with her child. She was desperate. At that time, the train conductor came and checked the tickets. "Where's your ticket?" She explained and explained. The man wouldn't take it. He wouldn't accept. I don't want to bring in the racial dimension. He mentioned that, but I ignore that. Then he said, he told her, I can report you to the police. Being on the train without ticket. No, sir, I have it, but my son didn't know. These people, they saw it. They saw the child throwing away the purse. They didn't know if the ticket was there. Okay, I'm going to let you off this time, but in the next station, you must get off. Otherwise, I'm going to report you to the police. The next station was KL station, so she had to get off. But in the evening, she has no money because the purse was thrown away. No ticket. She was hungry, and her child was hungry as well. The telephone numbers, everything was lost. So when this station master saw her, the first thing he did was, don't worry, come and sit in my office to give her reassurance. And straight away he went out to the nearest restaurant near the station and to get some food. He said, Master, you never come to our restaurant. Why today? And he told them about the lady. And they donated some food. And he paid some. He brought the food and he asked them to eat. And then out of his own pocket, he gave some money and he also asked his staff to contribute whatever they wanted. So they all contributed. And they bought the ticket from that money and the rest they gave her as pocket money. She was so grateful. And the next train, he put her onto the next train. And telling the guard, telling the staff on the train to take care of. When he told me he had already retired, that incident took place some 30 years ago. When he said, when he was thinking, revisiting the incident, he felt goosebumps. He felt so happy, so proud of himself to have done that. 30 years. Look at your certificate after 30 years. Would you feel that joyful feeling? Very difficult. Some people don't even know where they kept their certificate. If you eat a very delicious food, how long that food, that taste, that delicious taste can sustain your happiness? No, it cannot, because it's not happiness. People cannot distinguish happiness from excitement. They just feel excited, a sense of excitement in that. But if they feel mudita in that, eating that particular dish, that happiness will stay with them forever. If you think of that particular food, how it sustains your body, how the farmers work hard, how the cook work hard, how the trading system is in place so that the good that is safe enough for us to eat. You think about comes easily. And you will remember that dish all the time, that mudita will stay with you all the time. All the time. When I was young, there was a famine here in Shanstay. And it was very difficult to get the basic commodity, including rice. And my father, he went to a family he respected, and then he got lepi, how many kilos is that? How many kilos of rice? About six kilos of rice. He could borrow from that house. And from then on, okay, he regarded that family as relatives. I never knew that we were not actually relatives. All my life, I've been told that that family was our relatives. And every year, you know, he would return something in kind. And the whole family would go and pay respect. Give him a lot of joy, a lot of love, a lot of warmth, a lot of kindness, you know, whenever he did well. I mean, later, you know, he did very well. He could give away a lot. But then I would think that 6 kilos of rice that he received from that particular family actually. People who are not happy, you need to have compassion for them. That they have the opportunity to be happy, and that they are unable. They have they don't have the ability to feel happiness. You need to feel their pain. When they are not able to feel happy for you, they just don't stay in the middle. No. Actually, they feel very disturbed, they feel tense. They feel negative towards you. So by looking at you, they are wounding their heart. Their heart is in pain. So for them, you need to have compassion, Karuna. If you don't have compassion towards them, their reaction,
because you get this and then you won't be happy, because you get this and then you like cause other people suffering, then you won't feel happy.
You are not the cause of it. You you don't intend to make other people happy and go for a certificate. If that was your intention, maybe. If you want to prove somebody wrong and make them rubbish, make them feel inadequate because you know they think they look down on you and you want to prove that. And when you get a certificate, if they become really unhappy now that you have proved them wrong, maybe you play a part in their happiness. I mean, you are not alone, you know, they also play a part. But you become a small trigger in that. A trigger, there's in psychology a trigger of certain emotion. But you are not totally responsible for that. If you look at successful people in Taoji, and if you feel miserable, and they are not responsible for your misery. You see? but for those people, I mean, look at Devadatta didn't like the Buddha. becoming enlightened, you know, leading the Sangha and being recognized, and that he didn't. Should the Buddha stop? Should the Buddha, if possible, return his certificate of enlightenment? No. You know. Because the Buddha's intention was very clear. He wanted to help everyone, including Devadatta. Including Devadatta. That Devadatta was not happy with him was not his fault. But all along, whenever Devadatta acted improperly, the Buddha would have compassion towards him, would feel his pain. Seeing that Devadatta was causing pain to himself and also to others. I'd like to add one thing. We cannot make everyone happy. We can be kind to everyone. And that's enough. That's enough. Question. Microphone then. I'm not helping you writing your. I SP, okay, I'm just talking the Dhamma. Personal development is the four noble truths, the basis. The basis, as far as I can see, someone who recognizes and is keen to work on problem, to understand problem, dukkha-saccha. This person, okay, for his or her personal development is very good. This is Buddhist way. Buddhist way is problem-based approach. It's based on dukkha. Our thinking is based on dukkha in Buddhism. Now, based on dukkha, we do mudita. We do mudita. When we do mudita, our self-esteem or self-confidence is very important for personal development. In Western psychology, is even more. with that, you know, they go up to what they understand as ego or self-actualization. But coming back to mudita, I would like to say that shall I simplify it? If we can feel mudita for ourselves, self-confidence is achieved for 25%. If we can feel mudita for our siblings and our teachers, then another 25%. Usually, we only have expectation between siblings. We don't have mudita. You want your sibling to do this for you, to do that for you. You expect them to support you when you feel low. When you feel successful, you expect them to celebrate with you, to acknowledge, to recognize your achievement. But if they don't do that, you start feeling disappointed straight away. Why? Because among the siblings, the relationship is marked by expectation. So here we are changing. Instead of that expectation, we are recognizing our siblings for what they can do, for what they are. We are recognizing them. Then the relationship between siblings and families, you know, will be better. Personal development depends so much on the relationship that we have with our family. Some people, they have trauma with their family members. So, the third quarter of self-confidence come from strangers. If you can relate to the positive thing, the strength, the good thing in strangers, then you are 75% self-confident. Otherwise, whenever you see strangers, your self-confidence will be in question. It will be, it can be shaken sometimes. When you have to speak in front of strangers, for example, when you have to work with strangers like that. Ultimately, if you can feel mudita for the people who have hurt you, who have caused you pain, who don't like you, then there's nothing to stop you feeling mudita. So, in the context of this evening meditation and Dhamma talk, I look at personality development in this way. This is exactly what we were trying to do this evening. Mudita, diagnosis, part of your subconscious habit. When somebody receives a title, the fact that you find it difficult to rejoice in that, instead you can find many reasons why this person doesn't deserve it. We can look at this as fear. If this person with this title, we know the person you don't like, if this person receive a title, if this person will become more prominent, is better recognized in the society, subconsciously, we have that fear. We all have this fear. Because we cannot live alone in the world. We need to live in a society. And for that, we need a society to accept us, to recognize us, to approve us as a member. This is a lifelong need. Lifelong need. We can call it deep-seated need of everyone. Deep-seated need. So, with this, when we don't like somebody, and that person has a change in his or her status, maybe is getting elevated, actually we feel threatened. We feel threatened. Whether or not it happened exactly the way I described, it doesn't matter. What happened is that when you see that person, your subconscious mind needs to reinterpret. Yes, this person has got this title, but he is not that title. He is not somebody who deserves that. By convincing ourselves that way, we feel good. We feel good. That person, he has that title. The government gives him that, association gives him that title, but he really doesn't deserve it. We like to be judgmental that way. By telling ourselves that way, we feel good. Why? Because we think that title is important and this person doesn't deserve it. There's a conflict that's contradictory in our subconscious mind. We resolve that by coming to a conclusion that this person, yeah, that degree is good, but this person doesn't deserve it. That kind of thing, that kind of, we say judgmental attitude. And it happened to us all the time. It happened to us all the time. I can easily see it in my mind, you know, from time to time. Then I think, okay, subconscious mind, which is a child, is protesting. Is protesting, just trying to comfort it, trying to soothe it without saying that he is right, this child is right, without saying that, I'm just trying to comfort that. That's what mindfulness or satipatthana does.